So, how does divergent selection really happen? Well, one of the essential prerequisites for speciation to occur is for two groups of the formerly same species to accumulate enough differences that they are unable to breed with one another. The inability to interbreed is known as reproductive isolation, and it can arise in a number of ways. In many cases, the driving force for differentiation of two populations is the formation of a geographical barrier. This could be the uplift of a mountain, the separation of continents through tectonic movements, or the colonization of an island far away from the source population, as happened in Galapagos finches. This is known as allopatric speciation, diagrammed in the first column. When two populations are separated by a physical barrier, so they are prevented from interbreeding, they will start to evolve separately, especially if the environments they find themselves in are very different, and build up genetic differences that can result in reproductive isolation and thus speciation. There are many examples of allopatric speciation. Speciation can sometimes occur in the absence of a physical barrier, and it is known as sympatric speciation. One way this can happen is when a particular genetic hybrid is formed that looks different from either parent. If the different-looking hybrid is more likely to mate with other hybrids that look like itself, rather than with the parental phenotype, then speciation can occur. Note that this can all be happening within the same habitat, within the same forest, within the same island. Thus, it's called sympatric because there's no physical barrier separating the hybrids from the parents. Such hybrid speciation is rather common in plants, and it's also occurred in Heliconius butterflies in northern South America. Hybrid speciation may be one way that complexes of multiple similar-looking but clo and closely related species can form.